Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th paragraph of Maseches Chulin. We are up to Paragraph Mishnah Hey. Keves Nachri Vishal Nevela Harezu Asura, the rennet of a calf that's shechted by a non-Jew, which is Nevela, is Asur because it came from a Nevela. It's a product of a Nevela. Hamamin Ba'or Shel Keva K'shera. If a person makes cheese using the skin of the Keva, it's part of the stomach that is involved, has the right enzymes for cheese making. So you're mamid cheese using the or of a keva kshera of the keva of a kosher animal. If the skin gives a meat flavor into the milk, so then it's going to be asur. Kshera she yonka min atrefa kevasa asura. If you have a kosher baby cow that nursed from a trefa cow, then the rennet inside of it is going to be asur because that came from the trefa mother. Trefa she yonka min atrefa. And in the reverse, we could be makil, that if you have a trefa baby cow that nursed, that was yonik, from a kosher mommy cow, so the keva inside of it is going to be mutzer, because it came from because it just gathers together inside the animal's stomach, but it comes from the original source. Mishnah Vav, chomer b'chelev mibadam. There's a certain chumrah that chelev has over dam, chomer b'dam b'chelev, and a certain chumrah that dam has over chelev, chomer b'chelev shachelev ma'olin bo. Chelev is something that's subject to me'ila if it's the chelev of a korban. And it could become pigle if you have a machshava chutzlis mana, or it becomes nosar if you leave it over past the time it's allowed to be eaten, or it could become tamei as a korban. Mashen ken b'dam, as opposed to by dam, you don't have any of these issues when it comes to dam. It doesn't become pigle, it doesn't become nosar, it doesn't become tamei. V'chomer b'dam, and dam has its stringencies, sha'dam noig b'behema v'chayev va'of, because dam is something that could apply to a behema, to a bird, and to a wild animal. Bein tmei and bein torah, and it applies kosher and non-kosher animals. V'chelev, ein lo, ekel bebehem, torah b'vad. But there's no such thing as chelev of a chayo or chelev of an oaf, and there's no such thing as chelev of a non-kosher animal. It's only for a behema tahora. So that is a kula that we find by chelev. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we had said that a keva of an animal shechted by a nachri and nevela is asur. We said that if you do cheese making with the or of a keva of a kosher animal, if it gives a meat flavor to it, it's going to be asur. And we said that if you have a baby cow that nurses from its mother and you find the keva the keva inside of it for cheese making, so it depends on the kosher status of the mother, not of the baby. And then above we said that chelev and dam each have a chumrah that the other does not have. Chelev is subject to me'ila and pigel and noser and tameh, which dam is not, and dam applies to all behemos, chayis, and ofos, whether kosher or non-kosher, and chelev only applies to behema tahora. But next time we'll pick up with the 9th parak of Maseches Chulin.